Jackie Payton's story is coming to a close. She's the emergency room worker, mom, and high-functioning addict who's at the center of Showtime's Nurse Jackie. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says what's extraordinary about the show is the very ordinary way it depicts one person's battle with addiction.
Even after an accident with a carload full of pills gets her arrested, Nurse Jackie Payton can't be honest about her addictions, especially not while explaining her sudden absence to her ex-husband, Kevin.
Where were you this past week?
Really? You want to know where I was? I went through a detox program.
Is that what you call jail? I was notified of the accident. The car's still in my name.
Star Edie Falco says that's one of the most important traits in crafting a realistic portrayal of Nurse Jackie's addiction.
Addicts, like many people, are phenomenally good liars, where as an audience member, you should also believe them. Because on some level, the addict has to convince themselves that it's the truth.
In Sunday's episode, emergency room nurse Jackie Payton is scrambling to keep her job after that car accident and arrest, which means she's also got to convince Zoe Barco, a nurse who used to be her protege, to support her.
I just wanted to thank you.
For what?
I'm clean today because of you. I went through detox.
If that's true, good for you.
And it's because of you, Zoe. Because you had the courage to stand
up. I'm sorry, I can't believe anything that you say. You should really go.
Falco says high-functioning addicts like Jackie can be as likable as they are destructive.
The story of addiction is they are often highly lovable individuals, charismatic, charming, and easy to love. They systematically go about destroying all those feelings of attachment in the people around them.
Liz Brixius, who co-created the show, said Falco and the producers had a specific vision for the character.
We wanted a picture of a woman with addiction on TV that wasn't pathetic or slovenly or slurring her words, like somebody who is still incredibly competent at what she does.
Brixius said it helped that she, co-creator Linda Wallum, and Falco all had struggled with alcohol addiction themselves many years ago.
It's something that we know so well. It's the idea that there is, no matter where you're going, there's always an undertow pulling you in another direction, and that's your addiction.
I need my life back. Nobody believes a word I say anymore. They look at me like I'm a junkie.
Nurse Jackie debuted in 2009 as Falco's first big TV project since she co-starred in HBO's mob drama The Sopranos. But even though Falco and co-star Merritt Weaver won Emmys for their work, the show's never become a massive hit, perhaps because of its focus on Payton's personal life rather than blockbuster medical cases. It's also often considered a comedy, at least for award show purposes, but that's an idea Falco has resisted, even while accepting her Emmy as Best Comedy Actress in 2010.
Oh, this is just the most ridiculous thing that has ever happened in the history of this lovely awards show. Thank you so much. I'm not funny.
And Falco still gets grief for those words, years later.
Stop saying it's not a comedy. I'm like, oh my God, stop saying it's not a comedy. It's not a comedy from my vantage point. But who cares? Ultimately, I don't care. I mean, it basically comes down to where you are in award shows.
Co-creator Brixius left Nurse Jackie after its fourth season to develop new shows at Universal Television. But she knows exactly how she would end Jackie Payton's journey if she were still writing the series.
I would have her die. I think that's the truth. Because I don't think as a viewer I would trust her sobriety. Having her walk into another rehab center, I'd be like, yeah, right.
Viewers get 10 episodes to see if Brixius is right, watching the most realistic addict on TV try to beat the odds and her illness one more time. I'm Eric Deggans.